Psalm 9, verse 10, Mizmor Tet, Pasuk Yod. Vayiv techuvacha, and those who trust in you, Yoda Eish Shemecha, they know your name. Note that this can also be translated as, and they that know your name will put their trust in you, the second phrase being the subject of the verse. Consider the connection then between knowing the name of the Lord and trusting in him. The name of God referring to his inner essence, of course, and also his character, his deeds, his reputation, and his revelation. Moses said in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9, know therefore that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, Ha'el Ha'ne'eman, who keeps covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments. So the name of the Lord is actually the faithful one, the covenant-keeping Lord, the deliverer, the Savior, the one who is always with you and who will never leave nor forsake you. Adonai Ori Ve'yishi, the Lord is my light, my salvation, my Yeshua, my Jesus. And we know the Lord through our trust in him and encountering his presence by his faithful love. So the first part of this verse reads, Ve'yivtechu v'cha yode'ei shemecha, and they that know your name will put their trust in you. Or, and those who trust in you know your name. And the verse continues, Ki lo azavta, for you do not forsake, Doreshecha, those who seek you, Adonai, O Lord. And here the word Lord refers to Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, Shem HaGadol, the great I Am, as revealed to Moses at the beginning of the great Exodus from Egypt. In other words, the name of the Lord is the revelation of God given to Moses and to Israel at the time of the Exodus and later at Sinai, indicating his role as the Savior of the people. So let's now read the entire verse. Ve'yivtechu v'cha yode'ei shemecha, ki lo azavta doreshecha Adonai. And they that know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Lord, have not forsaken them that seek you. Or we may translate this way. And those that trust in you know your name, for you do not forsake those who seek you, O Lord. The name of our Lord is the faithful one, the one who is faithful and true, the great Amen. As a closing comment, the entire question of God's name resolves to be a question about our ability to understand the very heart of God more than anything else. It's a matter of who, not what. After all, the name of the Lord is the name of a person, not a thing. This is demonstrated by the fact that the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, or the Lord, was revealed yet again to Israel only after the sin of the golden calf, when Moses was called up into the mountain and in the cleft of the rock heard God describe his name and gave defining attributes of who he is, what his heart was like, merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. See Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 and 7. Now the second revelation of the name foreshadowed the new covenant to come. Indeed, the full meaning of God's name was revealed in the last gasp of Yeshua as he died upon the cross for our atonement. He breathed out the great exhalation of all that he came to be for us. Yeshua gave up his spirit, his ruach, his last breath upon the cross, so that we could know the name of God, which is faithful love. Therefore, Yeshua is the great name that is above all other names, and at his name every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess the love and grace of God.